We now have two branches in operation, one at the Makati Stock Exchange and one at the BGC Technology Center. We will be opening four more branches within the year at on Ayala Avenue, the Ayala North Exchange, one in Vertis North, Quezon City. We will have a clock-in at the 30th in Pasig and another one in Bonnie High Street. So by the end of the year, we should have 5,500 square meters of gross leasable space in our clock-in format, and this should be able to accommodate over 1,400 employees or seats. We're also pleased to present the flats, which is our dormitory-type offering to address the lodging requirements of primarily BPO workers. And the first one will be opened in the second quarter of this year. This is in Amor Solo, adjacent to the Makati Medical Center. It will have 196 rooms over 15 floors. And aside from the Amor Solo flats, we will be opening in succession BGC 5th Avenue, BGC Parkway, and the flats at Circuit Makati. This will add a total of 1,464 rooms to our leasing portfolio, able to accommodate 5,800 beds. To summarize, in 2017, we spent a total of 91.4 billion. If you recall, this is slightly higher than our target of 88 billion. So the breakdown is shown in the slide. Close to half went to residential, and leasing took about close to a third. Our overall cost of debt has started to trend up. It hit 4.6% from 4.5% the prior year. But we've managed to lock in 85% of our debt portfolio in fixed rate. Our balance sheet remains strong and supportive of our growth plans. Cash increased by 3.2 billion, while total debt and stockholders' equity increased by 9% and 11% respectively from prior year. This resulted to a healthy current ratio of 1.18:1 and a moderate net debt to equity ratio of 0.77. This was lower than last year's 0.79. We also achieved an all-time high ROE of 16.1%. So just to summarize our key messages, halfway through 2020, we've achieved solid earnings growth of 21% to 25.3 billion, revenues up by 14%, driven by substantial bookings and project completion in the steady growth of our leasing businesses. In terms of launches, we launched close to 90 billion worth of residential and office for sale projects. We now have a much broader leasing base. With 1.8 million square meters in gross leasable retail space, we are clearly second largest in the country. With the completion of six new offices, a total of 1.02 million square meters, so we may have ended the year as the number one, the largest office landlord in the country. And with the six new facilities in our hotels and resorts business, we now have a total of 2,583 rooms in operation, third largest hotel operator in the Philippines. In terms of estates, we now have a total of 25 estates with the launch of Evo City, Azuela Cove, and Seagrove in 2017 and Park Links last month. Our land bank has also grown to 10,285 hectares, giving us the active platform and long-term mileage to launch more projects in the coming years. And supporting the completion of our plans for 2017, we spent 91.4 billion in capex, higher than our original budget of 88 billion. And before I turn you over to our CEO, just to give you a heads up for 2018, we are budgeting capex of 111 billion. And if you look at the previous 5 years, our average capex for the previous period. 5 years was roughly about 80 billion. So clearly, given the opportunities that we're seeing in the market, we are growing our capex and increasing it to above the 100 billion mark. So with that, I'll turn you over to our CEO.
Thank you, Toti, and good afternoon to all of you. I just want to give, you know, my own take for 2017, as well as just an update on our 2020 40 plan. I think 2017, from my perspective, has really been a great year. No? If you look at all...
Pardon interruption. This is the operator, sir. The voice has gone low again. The volume is low again.
So can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
No, sir. The volume is low.
Okay. How about this? Is it better? Is it better?
So could you please increase some more the volume, please?
Louder? No, but... So can you hear me?
It's not louder, but better.
Better? Okay. So as I was saying, from my perspective, 2017 has been a great year. This is a busy slide, but let me just highlight a few things. Toti did mention the resurgence of property sales. No? Primarily for us, that's residential as well as the office for sale business. If you remember, we had a fairly strong growth up until from 2010 to 2013. Beginning 2014 to 2016, we saw a little bit of a slowdown. We recorded, I think, 9% growth in 2014, 6% in 2015, 3% in 2016. So this year we saw really a significant pickup in sales, particularly of residential products. The malls continue to be stable. The existing malls continue to perform quite well. The new malls that we opened last year are on their way to stabilization. In terms of offices, we continue to be able to lease out the new buildings that were basically completing. Last year was no exception. I think we leased out about 100,000 square meters of office space. For hotels and resorts, continue to be stable. Seda brand is particularly strong. And as you know, our platform for growth for hotels is primarily going to be driven by the Seda brand. I just want to highlight, given that a big part of our program really is to increase our recurring income over this planning horizon. I did a little bit of a calculation a while ago. When we first started this plan in 2014, we only had about 2.9 billion in income from our leasing businesses, no? That ended using 2013 as a base year. As of 2017, we ended up at 8.9 billion. So if I look at the last 4 years, we've actually grown our recurring income businesses by a compounded annual growth rate of 32%. No? So clearly that's something that we've made significant progress over the last 4 years. Typically, we also don't talk about in these briefings the ability of our organization to deliver. No? So let me talk a little bit about MDC. As you know, MDC does practically all of the work that we do here at Ayala Land, and last year they had a record number of deliveries, 70 projects and over 12,673 units delivered to our buyers. Despite the significant ramp up that we've had over the last few years, MDC was able to transform and able to adapt to be able to continue to deliver on our various commitments to both our customers in residential as well as our commitments to be able to open up more leasable areas. At the same time, APMC, which is our property management company, has also scaled up. So we've been increasing the capacity of that organization, and last year they were able to take on 67 new projects, no? Aside from the existing ones that they're actually managing. So these two organizations have basically stepped up to be able to make sure that we're able to keep up with the pace of development that we planned. Amicasa, I don't know if many of you know Amicasa, it basically handles all our documentation as well as title deliveries to our buyers. No? And then last year, again, they stepped up and delivered close to 20,000 titles to our buyers. No? In terms of business model, you know, as you know, we use our estates as our platform. If you saw Toti's slide a while ago, what you could tell now is more and more we're getting, you know, increasing number of our income from the new estates that we launched over the last 5 years, and we continue to launch new estates, in particular three last year, to bring us up to 24 estates, and we just recently launched another one in the Pasig, Quezon City area. So that now brings our total estates to 25, and this really serves as our platform for future growth. So we expect that more and more of our income over the future years will be coming from the new estates that we're actually developing or introducing to the market. On the balance sheet, no. Again, Toti mentioned that you know, we were able to keep our net debt in check. Now, if you look at the last 4 years, despite the growth that we've achieved, if I remember right, in 2014 we registered 19% net 26% net income growth. In 2015, I think it was 19%. 2016. I think it was 19% again, and again this year at 21%. And yet, we were able to hold our net debt ratio at the 0.77 level, no? Even lower than last year, actually at 0.79. No? So this tells you our ability to be able to generate cash, to be able to fund additional investments, and to be able to increase our income without overly leveraging our balance sheet or requiring new equity from shareholders. At the same time, compliments to our finance team. We've been able to hold our borrowing rate at a fairly low rate of weighted average of 4.6%, with 85% of those borrowings being fixed. Again, that provides us with a lot of stability and flexibility moving forward. So in essence, we are on track with our 2020 40 plan. We're now in 2018. We're now gonna be on our fifth year of that plan, and to be able to achieve the 40 billion net income, we now need to grow by 17% a year over the next 3 years. So that's basically what our organization will be targeting, to be able to grow at that particular pace from 2018 to 2020. And we feel confident that you know, the 40 billion is within reach, particularly because the Philippine economy continues to be quite strong. No? I mean, the performance has been quite strong. Macroeconomic fundamentals continue to be supportive of the growth. As you know, GDP has been ranging from 6 to 7%. I think if the government is able to ramp up on the build program, then there could be a slight upside to the GDP. Inflation, although it's been going up lately, it's still at a manageable level. I think external debt to GDP provides a lot of flexibility for the government to be able to ramp up on their infrastructure spending, and gross international reserves continue to be quite stable, no? Hovering about, I think, 9 months worth of imports. On the property sector itself, I think the structural tailwinds that we've been talking about now for a few years continue to be there. Household consumption growth continue to be quite healthy on a year-on-year basis. Despite the increase in interest rates over the last year or so, mortgage rates have been near historic lows. So we've not seen a major increase in mortgage rates, despite some increases in the benchmark rates. In terms of offices, we're actually seeing a little bit more diversification in terms of office take-up. As you know, BPO continues to grow, but at a much slower pace. But the POGOs have basically picked up. The other users that have basically taken up the slack from BPO are the traditional takers like insurance companies, logistics, real estate services. So if you look at where the demand is coming from now, it's a little bit more balanced, wherein you get some from the BPOs, you get some from POGOs, and as well as from your traditional users. OF remittances continue to be quite healthy, which is supportive of both housing as well as consumption. And tourist arrivals, particularly domestic tourism, continues to be quite healthy. There's been growth on international tourism, particularly coming from China, but the domestic tourism has been quite impressive in terms of the growth. So we feel with the economic environment, macroeconomic environment, that continues to be supportive. Now, couple that with what we have. Last year, we increased our land bank, so it gives us really a lot of room to be able to continue to grow the company moving forward. As I mentioned a while ago, we continue to increase the number of estates, which is really our platform for growth, wherein we master plan these parcels, create communities by introducing our various product lines of residential, office, hotels, and shopping centers, which is highly synergistic, which creates a very, very powerful business model for us. In terms of pipeline for this year, we're planning to launch about 125 billion worth of product, 100 billion in residential office for sale, and another 25 billion in leasing projects. And as Toti mentioned a while ago, our CapEx projections for the year are at 111 billion. So this is, if I think Toti mentioned this a while ago, that we've been hovering in the 80 to 90 billion range over the last 3 to 4 years. I think this is an indication at 111 billion on our optimism in terms of the economic growth that the country will be seeing, as well as the opportunities that we see, as well as to give you an idea of our commitment to be able to reach in our 40 billion in net income by 2020. We've introduced new products. I'm not going to dwell on this, since Toti basically talked about this a while ago. The flats, which we've been getting a lot of interest from both corporates as well as individuals. And then clock-in is a new format that we're now introducing in many of our estates. In addition, we're also starting to see income equity recognition from some of our investments like MCT in Malaysia. As you know, we've increased our equity stake in MCT last year to over 50%. Ortigas has also been ramping up and therefore increasing its equity income contribution to Ayala Land, as well as Prime Orion Philippines. So in summary, as I've said, 2017 was a very good year. I've been pleased about the results that we had in 2017. With the country's sound economic fundamentals and structural tailwinds supportive of the property sector, we believe our company is well positioned to benefit from the strength of our economy. The platform for growth is in place. Over 10,000 hectares of land bank, 25 estates, and 55 growth centers all over the country, and various products that cater to different income and market segments. And lastly, as I've said, we continue to be committed and continue to be on track to be able to achieve our target of 40 billion in net income by year 2020. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. D and Mr. Bengson, for that presentation.